It never ceased to amaze me how exceptional filthy rich assholes were at convincing people they were actually good guys. Really, definitely a philanthropist who earned his wealth and wasn't a corrupt jackass who benefited from handouts to amass his success. Maybe it was just that people were so desperate to believe in the myth of a benevolent rich man, a savior, like the kind you saw in comic books, the Batmans and Ironmans of our fantasies. Maybe it was that the ones struggling hoped with a little luck and hard work that they too could be so rich and loved. Who knew the real reason? All I really cared about at the end of the day was being able to balance the scales a little, taking back some of what corporate greed owed and redistributing it. Until the day the government got off its ass and actually taxed the rich like they deserved, it was up to people like me to set things right. Or at least as right as I could. That was why I was here, at Smurtech, balancing those scales, so to speak. Damien Harcourt was another guy who loved to present himself as the easygoing multi-billionaire with a humble Zen smile, but I knew that his startup was benefiting from the disenfranchised and slick political payouts the same as all the others. Damien ran Smurtech as a company that had a new way of funding small companies and productions in order to give them a helping start. Real benevolent of him, right? He'd recently expanded into crypto, which had led to massive expansions and investments, all unsupervised by regulations or laws. Crypto was uncharted territory for many and confusing for a lot of people, and it wasn't regulated or managed properly. With no oversight and most people in the dark as to how it worked, that digital currency was perfect for anyone who wanted to rob people blind. Damien Harcourt wasn't any different. It was only a matter of time until the reckless way he played with his clients' funds for his own selfish financial gains sank him and his company completely. But until then, I was going to skim off his portion of all that excess greed myself and give it to people who really needed it. With that money, I was able to actually give people cash in hand, the number one thing they needed to get them out of debt and into better situations. There were so many so-called programs to help those who struggled, but how many of those government agencies gave them the money they needed to fix their problems as they saw fit? Dignity and the ability to make their own choices were important to people. Food stamps and housing were great and necessary, but they didn't get rid of credit card debt or help with uninsured medical expenses that piled up. I liked to think of myself as a modern-day Robin Hood, skim from the obnoxiously rich and corrupt and give to those in dire financial situations. Getting a job at Smurtech had been easy. This wasn't my first rodeo, after all. I had an excellent resume working at both financial firms and handling cryptocurrency, and Smurtech was in desperate need of people who actually knew what they were doing with the latter, as well as experienced in handling other people's money. My resume was real, actually. I had never been caught skimming at any of my previous jobs, and I had always gotten out before it was too late. That was something most people who tried to do any kind of thievery, moral or otherwise, didn't realize. You didn't jump ship when the writing was on the wall. You gracefully bowed out while things were still going really well and before anyone noticed the missing money. I'd started immediately by setting up a bank account from which I could funnel funds from the company into various GoFundMe campaigns to help people with their medical debt and other necessities. Once that system was automated and I'd set the parameters, I could focus on finding local people who needed cash in hand and convert the crypto personally for them. It was important to me to set up both an automated system and a manual one. If it was just one or the other, it was more easily detected. But with a combination of the two, the trail was much more difficult to find. I had access to all of the company's accounts. Or, well, I did once I wrote myself a computer script that gave me access to them, and I could fudge the books so that it looked like the usual expenses. In my experience, newer guys like Damien Harcourt were too focused on spending their wealth to realize that some of it was going missing. They were too busy being high on their success.